This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. Dave in Nevada pledges $80, and he wants a match. Can we get a match for Dave?
Come on.
Can we get a match for Chaz's 366 or Mark's 100? We need a match. I can tell you what. Look, I did it once, but I'm going to put my money where my mouth is, folks. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to pledge $1,000. Can I get a match? Put me down for $1,000. Can I get a match? I tell you, folks, it's tough, but we got to do it. Till the Lord takes us out of here, we got to continue to fight. And boy, I'm going to tell you, you don't know how many people we can reach on this with this radio program. You have no idea. And
we reach millions. That's why I thought if just everyone that listens sent in a dollar, we'd have $10, $12 million. We'd never have to do another fundraiser the entire time that we're alive.
Wait a minute. How long do you plan on living?
Well, quite a while, but still, that would cover, you know.
you don't know how much it costs a year.
Huh?
You don't know how much it costs a year.
Well, you can gain interest on the money that's spent the first year. It lasts a little longer.
Alrighty.
I want to finish that story because this agent was talking about he would release these hundreds and hundreds of these people a day, and then there were flights provided to send these migrants from San Diego into Texas, $150,000 a flight, and they were going almost, you know, daily. And he had to shut down. He said, we were so low in agents, we had to shut down all the traffic checkpoints to put people on the border to babysit. And he said, those checkpoints are where they caught the drug smugglers bringing in the fentanyl and the drugs. And he said, the whole thing was simple. The people over him, it was all because the administration was trying to convince the public there was no real threat at the border. These people have lied to us over and over and over and over. You have to make sure, folks, your friends, your neighbors, your people at work understand what's at stake. And I'm looking at a cartoon with Harris and Waltz, and they're saying in the first little square, there is no place in America for political violence, you know, and they're doing a serious look. And the second one, they're smiling from ear to ear, and it said, that said, Trump is an evil dictator who will destroy America, who must be stopped in order to save our democracy. You notice they never talk about save the republic. They always want to save the democracy because, well, Pastor Ernie, you know what a democracy, it's rule.
It's mob rule.
Mob rule. And, folks, you know what the greatest democratic vote in the history of the world was? There was a politician came out and said, you know, what do I do with this innocent, this man Jesus? And the crowd in the greatest democratic voice cried, crucify him.
All right.
In a republic, you cannot put an innocent man to death. And Pilate said, I find no sin in him, no crime, no sin, you know, nothing to charge him with. But they crucified an innocent man.
That sounds like lawfare of today, isn't it? In fact, it was the very same process. Joanne in New York pledges $1,000. Thank you. She matched my pledge. Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
And Ronald And Broadview Pledge is 25. Thank you, Ronald. All right, yeah. There you go.
And a lot of you out there, you can also do two things. You can just send a check. Some of you that, you know, if you got an extra $10 you can afford, you know, not everybody can donate $1,000. You can just write to us, send a check to WRWL. You don't even have to write ministry. It'll get there. 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road. They're in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Or you can go to WRWL.org. And you can also make a credit card donation. It's real easy, very painless right there on the website. And those are two ways that if you don't like calling in or anything or think your neighbors might.
Well, Joanne there in New York matched my pledge for $1,000.
She sure did.
Yeah, we'd like to see if we could get someone to match her pledge for $1,000. Folks, we have 55
out there with the ability to do that.
We have 55 minutes left for you to call in for tonight, and only one day left. Okay, do you know what Kamala's broadband initiative was, Joe?
Oh boy, the broadband. Is that kind of like a chicken in every pot, or can you know throw a broadband to the masses out here in the middle of nowhere?
No, it was to put all Americans on access to the internet, because you have...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that all Americans will... They only spent $42 billion on this. $42 billion, and listen to this. The Federal Communications Commissioner, Brendan Carr, slams Kamala Harris's $42 billion broadband initiative, calling it a colossal failure and a scathing testimony before the House Oversight and Accountability Committee today. Carr, the senior Republican on the Federal Communications Commission, didn't hold back, accusing the regime of prioritizing political agendas over practical solutions for millions of Americans still lacking access to the Internet.
I'm in the boonies, middle of nowhere, and I've never heard of any government program to help anybody out here get internet.
Okay. It's been 1,039 days since Vice President Harris agreed to spearhead this massive program, yet not a single person has been connected to the internet.
Internet.
Okay.
Oh, is that what they call waste, fraud, and abuse?
Well, it's only $42 billion.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, 42. But what's a billion here, a billion there? I mean, you know.
This is unbelievable. This is just unbelievable.
You know, if you put enough of those billions together, it almost becomes real money.
He says not one home, not one business, not even a shovel has hit the ground, Carr declared in his opening statement. It gets worse. No infrastructure bills will be started until sometime next year, at the earliest, and in many cases not until 2026. This makes Vice President Harris' $42 billion initiative the slowest-moving federal broadband development program in history.
Uh-huh.
The program known as BEAD, Broadband Equity, there you go, Access and Deployment,
equity, yeah,
was designed to extend internal access to millions of Americans in rural and underserved America. Well, it's
remember,
only
folks, what equity means. It means an equal outcome. It's like when you're in school. If you get an A and little Johnny over there didn't study, didn't work, didn't read the book, and he gets an F, equity is they take from your A and give part of your A to him so that his F becomes a C, but your A becomes a C, so you both get a C. That's what equity means. It means equal outcome, not equal opportunity, not fairness, anything else, but they're going to take from those who have, give to those who don't until you both have the same amount. That is equity. That is what's going on in communist Cuba. They have equity there. they're all starving, except for some of the rich who, along with their party favorites, let's just say they are useful idiots and helpers to the communist government, they do better. But to do that, you have to be willing to lie, cheat, and, you know, do bad things to your fellow man. But equity is not good. It is not equality. It never will be and never will be fair. They've tried it all over the world. It has always failed. It always ends up in misery, a broken economy, and people really suffering. And
all right.
If you want it here in America, then go vote for Kamala, and you'll get exactly what you want.
Teresa in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, Teresa. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You know, a 67-year-old Las Vegas Republican candidate was brutally slashed by knife-wielding Democrat while putting up campaign signs.
Wow.
Stanley Vaughn, 67-year-old Las Vegas Republican running for the seat in the state assembly, was assaulted by a knife-wielding Democrat on August 29th while putting up his own campaign signs. The brazen daylight attack occurred along Pecos Road, where Vaughn was alone, lost in thought, and focused on his campaign, according to Fox 5 News. Vaughn, a U.S. Army veteran, was startled when the assailant suddenly demanded his wallet. I'm so focused. Well, that's, you know, this guy's, he's, I mean, isn't that what Joe Biden is, demanding our wallets? Isn't that what Kamala wants? She just wasted $42 billion, right?
Mm-hmm. There were some other big government boondoggles like that. I mean, we've talked about them off and on. Almost every one of these big, going back into the Obama administration, they were going to Solyndra, they were going to promote the green energy. Almost everything that the government has done turns into a mess. Look at public education. Look at the hundreds of billions of dollars poured into public education. Here's an example of your public school system. Chicago public school teachers were instructed by officials to give all the migrant students passing grades, promote them to the next grade, even if the students had severe academic deficiencies. WGN there in Chicago. Multiple teachers from different schools within the district reached out, begged them to expose what's going on. One teacher said she was ordered to give one of her students a C in all her grades, pass her along into the third grade, despite her testing below kindergarten level. Another teacher, just there's the pages of this, and they're putting these migrants into schools that are primarily there in the black neighborhoods, and where the schools there are not typically equipped for programs with non-English speaking teachers. So they're not sending them into the Latino areas where there's a lot of teachers that can speak English. They put them into an area in the Chicago school districts where there is no one who spoke Spanish. One teacher was trying to use Google Translate to be able to communicate. Another, there was one Spanish, one teacher had Spanish, was a Spanish teacher, but she was teaching something else. And she was trying to help translate for several teachers so they could communicate with their students for an entire year. This is your public education in America. We've done story after story over the years about these failing schools, children who can't read, can't write, are way below grade level. They're graduating. They can't fill out a job application after 12 years.
You know, Joe, my grandson Jacob is in first grade. And he can write in cursive.
Wow, yeah. He goes to a Christian school, I'll bet.
Yeah, and a whole lot of these people today in high schools, and they can't write in cursive. They're not teaching them how. It's an amazing thing. All right. Patrick in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, Patrick. 888-281-1110. We have approximately 45 minutes left tonight, folks. 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. Joe, Team Trump drops a list of every Democrat and enabler who used violent language against Trump, which led to his second assassination attempt. The Trump campaign is not playing around as the corporate media desperately attempts to absolve Democrats and their enablers, including themselves, of the blame for the latest assassination attempt on the 45th president. As the Gateway Pundit reported, a second attempt was made on President Trump's life just 2 months after he came with a centimeter of being killed in Butler, Pennsylvania, by a Democrat donor named Thomas Crooks. By the way, this last guy had a, on the back of his car, this Roth guy, he had a big Harris Walls bumper sticker on the back of his car. Not a big one, but it was there.
Yeah, obvious, you mean.
Yeah.
Now, there was a story.
Wait a minute. Now, don't go off, because I wanted to read the list of these people.
Oh.
Okay. Obviously, Kamala Harris three times. She has said Trump is a threat to democracy. He's a recognized threat. Does one of us have to come out alive? She was talking about the debate, okay? Joe Obama, Biden, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. He went after not just Trump, but MAGA, the MAGA people. He said, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, Trump is the greatest threat to this nation. It's time to put a Trump in a bullseye, he said. Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He literally a threat to everything that Americans stand for. MAGA Republicans are a threat to the very soul of this country. Trump and his MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of the republic.
Yeah.
And then Tim Walz, you know, from now on, folks, don't, anytime you use the word false, just replace the word false with Walz, okay?
No.
It's a Walz statement. If it's a lie, it's a Walz statement. Then you had Nancy Pelosi. Then you had Jasmine Crockett, Dan Goldman, T.J. Ducolo, top Harris aide Liz Cheney, or top Harris surrogate Liz Cheney, Representative Steve Cohen, Representative Maxine Waters. Remember, she said she was going to take Trump out today.
Mm-hmm.
She's out take him out today. Okay, Maxine Waters. I want to know about all those right wing organizations that Trump is connected with, training up there in the hills somewhere. That one, she's the one. Maxine Waters has said, and to the gasoline station. So when you see someone, she's going to jump out and boy, that's a wicked, wicked old woman.
And humiliate them and drive them away. They don't belong out with real people.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Adam Schiff, Gregory Meeks, Dan Goldman, Jake. Boy, what a name this one is. Auchincloss, Abigail Spanberger, Annie Custer, Rebecca Ballant, Jason Crow, Raul Guevara, Michael Bennett, Stacy Plaskett, Stephen Horsford, Gabe Vasquez, and Representative Levin, Mike Levin. All of those people threatened Trump. There you go. Oh, wait a minute. There's even, oh, wow. There's even more. I'm not going to read the whole list. There you go. And then they're wondering, and they're referring to us having inflammatory rhetoric?
Yeah. We're the ones who, well, we use the word communism, socialism. That's our inflammatory rhetoric. You see, when she says she has an economic plan, and it sounds like it came right out of Karl Marx's economic plan, we're not allowed to say it's a socialist economic plan because that's inflammatory rhetoric. Truth on our side is inflammatory. Their lies are the truth.
Alrighty.
It's confusing, but that's what that's the way they play the game, right?
Breaking update, 11 killed, 4,000 wounded, mostly Hezbollah terrorists, as new pagers they use to communicate explode all across the country. And so somehow Israel has found out a way to hit those, to make those pagers explode. And they, these are the pagers that were provided to the terrorists.
That was one day. The next day, they exploded all their handheld radios. You see, they went to pagers because they thought that the Israelis were able to get information off of their cell phones, so they quit using them. They went to pagers. They didn't think they were secure, so they went to these pagers. So the pagers blew up. The next day, the handheld radios blew up, and today there were airstrikes all over a part of Lebanon and Hezbollah areas where they were stockpiling munitions, rockets, things like that, and a major attack on a weapons storage facilities there. So Israel is saying, U.S., you can ban us all these weapons that we needed that you're withholding, you know, the Biden-Harris administration. So they're going to fight any way they can, and so they found another way to conduct warfare.
Well, this is an amazing thing because 4,000 have been injured, 200 in serious condition, 11 had been killed, and 500, they say, have lost their eyesight.
Yeah. Well, these are all, you know, the ones that are doing this are all Hezbollah terrorists because they were part of the network. So it was a very personal attack, and they were complaining one child got hurt. Oh, and the left is screaming this one child got hurt because I guess the guy was standing next to a child when it went off. But, I mean, in warfare, this is unheard of, being able to hit that many enemy with very little damage, you know, other damage being caused to people. It's amazing. The Jews have done just, to me, an incredible military feat all through this to limit civilian casualties. I mean, Hezbollah puts rocket launchers in daycare centers. They put them in mosques. They put them in people's backyards. You know, and they use civilian shields. And just the fact that they've kept the numbers down so tremendously in this war, it's nothing short of amazing. But you wouldn't know that listening to the liberal news.
All right. Do you know who it was that came out right away, condemned Israel for this? Now, here, remember how they're always talking about all the children that were killed, the innocent civilians killed?
Mm-hmm.
So now they find a way just to target the terrorists themselves. And old, that's right, AOC came out.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep.
And she was condemning them for doing that. 888-281-1110. We have approximately 27 minutes left tonight for you to call in, folks. Or 888-677-9673. This is a very, very serious situation that we're in, and like I said, we are doing everything we can. We're really trying hard. We're really fighting hard. And I mean, I can honestly say that we have never given it less than 100% and all our very best. Folks, we don't get paid for doing what we're doing. We're here to bring you what is happening out there. We invest a lot of time in research, and we're doing it because we love God. We love our country. We love our freedom. And but we can't do it alone. We need your help. And folks, especially in California, we really need your help out there, folks in California, to stay on that station. Chicago and Texas, too, right now. But we need to hear from all of the stations out there from where you're at to help us keep all of you on the air so we can continue to get the message out that we're doing. And like I said, we don't get paid for doing this. We're doing it because if the cause is a righteous cause, and the cause is a righteous cause. And so that's that, okay? All righty, retired chief of Border Patrol agent says Kamala and Biden ordered him to cover up increases in suspected terrorist arrests as the border. I mean, is there anything too low for these people? I mean, is there any crime, anything too low for Democrats today? By the way, Joe, you know what? I wanted to say, I'm seeing all of these signs out there in the yards of the rich Democrats out here, these Biden-Harris signs. Now, these are the people, folks, out there, that if these illegal aliens that they want brought in, if these illegal aliens, the drug dealers and all of them, they want, and they're helping, they're part of bringing them in. But when they come to their house, see, they don't mind if they go in and like they're doing in Springfield, Ohio, people are losing their homes and their apartments and their pets and everything. Well, these rich Democrats don't care about that, right? Out here, we have a city called Chagrin Falls. Chagrin means dismal and, well, what would be a name? Very sad and dismal. But
bleak would be a word.
Yeah, and it's filled with rich Democrats, filled with rich. And I would suggest that all of you illegal aliens out there, and I know there's a lot of you listening, that you go to these people. If they have a Harris balls siding in their yard, you need to go and knock on their door and say, look, you've got a big house. You've got a lot of bedrooms, 4 or 5 bedrooms. The least you could do is take some of us in. I mean, you're the ones that invited us here. Now, Joe, think about this. Let's just say in Chicken Falls, because I've changed their name to Chicken Falls now. Let's just say that this happened to a couple of these rich Democrats who have the signs in the yard, and some of these aliens came and knocked on their door and asked, well, you know, you've invited us here. You have this huge house. You have all your 4 or 5 bedrooms and all this. So go ahead and put us up. What do you think those rich Democrats would do?
Well, I remember when they sent them to what was Martha's Vineyard, they grabbed the military, came in, grabbed them up, and within 12 hours, they were all off the island there at Martha's Vineyards and gone. I have a feeling that would be exactly what would happen.
Remember when they went to Nancy Pelosi's house? She had them immediately arrested and hauled off to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And so now,
see, by what they've done in the past, you can predict what would happen in the future. So that would answer your question, wouldn't it?
So all you would have to do is just have a couple of these houses there with these rich Democrats, have these illegals show up knocking on their door. The police would be there in a heartbeat. And guess what? All of a sudden, you'd be seeing the signs pull out of their yard all the way around. Okay, remember, Democrats are not big on morality, and they're not big on courage either. In fact, no. They're not big on anything decent, right?
Not if it's decent, they're not big on it.
So,
well, right now, I was looking. There's another. Last night, we did a story about their putting on these horrible, sick plays in foreign countries, LGBTQ plays. Article today out of the Daily Caller, feds dump millions into Latin America in one Latin American country to fund sex changes, LGBT activism. They're taking your taxpayer money and they're sending it to Guatemala to a Asociación Lombada, a Guatemala-based activist organization, $2 million grant from USAID. That's the U.S. Agency for International Development. That's supposed to help a underdeveloped country be able to grow its own food, learn how to fish, learn how to grow wheat, you know, something productive to increase their survivability. So what are they doing? They're sending money so they can help provide gender-affirming care. In other words, they can cut off body parts and replace them and do all this weird stuff. And, this is the irreversible hormone treatments and the irreversible surgeries like mastectomies, cutting off the male organs, vinoplasties, all this. And this program began in April, will continue until 2027, according to grant records, and all kinds of other services, but they're all about promoting trans days and great pride parades, etc. The pushing LGBT rights has been the foreign policy priority of the Biden-Harris administration, according to a State Department spokesperson. So this is our foreign policy, is to send money to promote this kind of activity, mutilation of bodies and changing sexes that can't be changed.
Paul and Gradsbury pledges 25. That's 25-888-281-1110.
Let's have 100 people pledge $25. Come on. You know, we can do that.
Or 888-677. No, it's better if one pledge is $2,500, Joe.
Well, yeah, but I'll take the other way around, too.
888-677-9673. Okay, we have 30 minutes. We have 30 minutes left to call in tonight. 30 minutes left to call in. So we definitely need to hear from you.
Yeah. We could take 100 callers doing $25. That wouldn't hurt one bit.
No, it wouldn't.
If you can out there, if God has blessed you with a business or a professional practice of some kind, and you don't have time to donate and work on some of God's activities out there that he'd like to have you doing, that money you donate can help lay up some crowns and treasures in heaven. Scripture tells us that if you support a ministry, that anything that glorifies God, that glorifies him, you get to share in the blessings, and you have his word on it. Doesn't get any better than that.
All right, Joe, I never did finish my article. We'll be back right after this.
Feels so fine, this new age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the new age church is for. Truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man for kind to be scared. Will I go to heaven, or as I fear, below? I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died.
I am, he said. Amen. He is risen on high. Alrighty. I never did get this out. I wanted to get to this article here. But Reginald in Cleveland pledges 50. Thank you, Reginald. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You know, I'm going to hold on to this one and do this other one here. You know, all the controversy about what President Trump said about Springfield, Ohio, about them, you know, eating the cats and dogs and things.
Right.
Well, guess what? Chris Rufo investigation. We had a clip, but I can't play the clip because in there, some of the people, they're
use so, the words we can't put on radio.
Yeah, and it was, but there you have, sure enough, a picture of the grill where cats are grilled. And it's not just Springfield, Ohio, where the migrants are eating cats. Add Dayton, Ohio to the list. To the horror of millions of Americans, last week we learned that Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio are eating cats. A shooting Facebook post from local Springfield community groups sparked alarm after a resident shared a disturbing exchange with her neighbor regarding the safety of her pets and local wildlife. The post shared by a concerned resident began with a shark warning to all above our all about our beloved pets and those around us. The resident recounted a disturbing exchange with her neighbor who revealed that her daughter's friend tragically lost her pet cat. The concerned pet owner had searched tirelessly, checking online lost pages, local animal shelters, asking neighbors if they'd seen her missing feline. However, the search ended in horror. According to their neighbor, one day after returning home from work, she spotted her lost cat in a neighbor's yard. The disturbing detail, the resident said the cat had reportedly hanging from a tree branch, allegedly being carved for consumption. The residents of the home in question were identified as the Haitian families. But they got pictures there of these guys, these Haitians walking in their carrying Canadian geese that they found. But I read an article there about in Queens, New York last night about how their animal sacrifices is out of control. So there you go. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. We have Pastor Hal on the line. Bring Pastor Hal. Okay, right now here I am. Who would have ever thought that I would be sitting here with two old Larsons? I got two old Larsons. And you guys are the same age, two old Larsons. And yet you're far apart.
Apart.
Yeah. All right.
And we're both better looking.
I don't know. I'm not going to touch
that
one.
I've got the face for radio, so I really can't talk. But well, we won't go there.
You had mentioned Josh Hawley. Senator Hawley drops bombshell whistleblower report exposing Secret Service failures in July. Boy, oh my gosh. Hawley's got a ton of them here. He really went after them. Yeah, you know, you'd have to be pretty naive not to see that this is a setup, that this was done on purpose, that the Secret Service was in on this. Unbelievable. And then Trump says he knows that the FBI was involved in the attempts too. So, I mean, we're at that point where
conspiracy theorists, you know, if you have some facts that they don't like, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, that's the narrative, right?
Right. In July, Holly sent a letter to Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of the Department of Homeland Security, highlighting new allegations from a whistleblower regarding the security measures taken from President Trump's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. This guy, I have watched him, this Alejandro Mayorkas, I have watched him sit and lie and lie and lie under oath to Congress. And he knew he was under oath, and he knew he was lying. This is why they're so afraid. This is why they're so afraid of Trump getting in. Trump gets Garland out of there and puts a legitimate attorney general in there. These people, I mean, they have committed all kinds of high treason, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Major, you know, deception. They've broken a lot of constitutional laws, and you know, a lot of the laws they've just disregarded. So a lot of people could be impeached in different jobs, fired, put in jail. You know.
Alrighty.
That's why they want Kamala, because also she can, you know, pardon Biden and all his offspring, all the Jameses and the Hunters and all the others that have been out there lying, stealing, cheating. They can all get pardoned.
You're right.
Of course, we wouldn't want a Biden to go to jail, would we?
Well, you're right.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's well, again, Daddy said he would not pardon him. So what does that mean? It means he's going to pardon him, right?
Yeah. No, he's going to have Kamala do it.
Oh.
I still think what one of the October surprises, he's going to say he's not capable of finishing, and he's going to have her become president just about a month before the election to give her a big boost in standing.
Well,
that's going to happen.
That's what they're talking about, the October surprises.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking
it's
for.
Yes. You know, what would better than have her run as the, you know, existing president?
Well, not only that, but as in the Oval Office, she could declare a national emergency, declare martial law. She could suspend the elections. Now, remember, this woman is a loose cannon.
Right. She could suspend the elections. We have this, attack on democracy going on, and, yeah, it's a insurrection that's, happening. Oh, I can see all kinds of possibilities. These people have no shame. They will do anything to win. They've already, you know, we talked about that. The end justifies the means. It doesn't matter how you get there. The only thing that matters is you maintain your power.
You know, I was listening on Fox News that Ainsley had this young woman on there. She's with this organization about voter integrity. What can we do? How can we get... You know, how can we win this election, get the vote to be an honest vote? And she was, you know, she said the pastors have to have the courage. We have to get pastors that have courage now, real pastors that actually have the courage to preach the truth. And, you know, boy, she understands. And this woman's probably in her early 20s.
Wow.
And, The fact of the matter out there today.
Think we could find more than 100?
Well, you know, I think there's a little more now than there were a few years ago, but it's still, the vast majority of them still don't have the courage to come out and tell people, like, you know, what we're saying. I heard one pastor say he doesn't ever believe, and not ever, He said he doesn't believe that Christians should be involved in politics.
Yeah, right. Oh, go home, let the devil, you know, run the election, right?
Right. And
that makes sense.
And he doesn't believe that you should ever, even how, no matter how wicked people are, name call. What did Jesus call the fake religious leaders of his day?
Vipers and...
whited sepulchers.
Yeah.
Foxes. Okay. Do you think he knew what he was doing?
Yeah, I think so.
Because it's called a righteous anger, isn't it?
Well, when he threw over the money tables for the money chamber changers, those weren't card tables like today. These were big, heavy stone type tables. I mean, you had to put force and literally heave these big tables over, and then he took a whip that he had braided and chased him out with a whip. I'd call that righteous anger.
Yeah, I would too. And so, again, but what about people that attend these churches where the pastors are prissy? All they want to do is get a paycheck. They don't want any. They want to keep things nice and quiet.
They want everybody to like them, you know. They don't want anybody to be upset with them or anything. Like, tell people they should be out there being a doer of the word, a doer of the work, a doer of the law. You know, that kind of thing upsets people, Pastor Ernie. Don't you know that?
Right.
We don't want to do that.
Scripture says the righteous are as bold as lions. Bold as lions.
Oh, it doesn't say we're as meek as sheeple?
No.
No, oh, okay.
Greg in Illinois pledges 75. Thank you, Greg. All right, we now are down to 15 minutes. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. If you're out there, if you're saved, then go and give us a call if you haven't called in, because Pastor Hal's going to give the invitation tonight. But you are unsaved, listen to what Pastor Hal has to say. Wait, Laurel in California, good. 259, thank you, Laurel. Thank you, Laurel in California. And Joe in Akron pledges 200, thank you. And Marie in Michigan pledges 30. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hal?
I don't know, yes.
Go ahead and tell folks how you've got. How many minutes does Hal have now?
About 7 minutes.
You got 7 minutes, Hal, to tell folks how they can avoid that burning lake of fire.
Okay, thanks, I will. But first I wanted to say that the Democrat Party is not the party of people's fathers and their ancestors and everything. The Marxists have been infiltrating the Democrat Party ever since after World War II, getting in our schools, our colleges, our government offices. So these people actually hate America. These are not Americans trying to better this country and just doing a bunch of stupid things. Everything they're doing on purpose to destroy this country. And as soon as the faster Americans wake up to this fact, the better chances we got to do something about it. But there's so many brain-dead people out there that will vote for the very people that day in and day out are doing things to destroy this country economically, military-wise, and especially morally. And the communists know, the people that hate capitalism and hate our country, they know that one way to destroy a country is to strip them of their moral standards, make them completely immoral, amoral. And, you know, it just takes away the blessings that God gave to them and keeps God from blessing them anymore, even coming to their aid. So, you know, we as a nation, we got to repent and turn back to God and take a strong stand against the enemies that have taken over and usurped authority over our government, and they're doing everything they can to destroy us. Now, as far as personal things go, you know, it's going to get worse, because it's right up to the tribulation period. It's going to be like a woman in pain, you know, about to have a baby, and the pain gets worse and worse, and that's what's happening to this country. But the way to escape the horror that's going to come during the tribulation period is to give your life and heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says the next thing that's going to happen on God's timetable is the blessed hope, which we call the rapture, where God catches us up to be with his son, Jesus Christ, in heaven, if you're a born-again Christian. Now, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That means that Jesus is the only way to be saved from hell, because when he died on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer every sin you've ever done onto his son. And when Jesus said it is finished, that meant everything that God required for our redemption has been done by his son. And all we got to do is, by faith, repent of our sins and receive that payment, receive Jesus Christ into our hearts as our Savior. And then he seals us into the body of Christ, makes us children of God, and that's forever. But now John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You've got to receive that payment. It's a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God. You can't do anything to earn it or add to it. Whether you go to heaven or hell depends on what you do with that finished payment that Jesus paid in your place in full on that cross. And now he hears me talking to you right now. He knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. He's knocking at the door of your heart right now. But Romans 3:20 said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice," or in other words, "hear my word, I will come into him." And it's when he comes into your heart that he gives to you that payment. It's permanent and it's eternal. And so if you want to be saved from hell, if you want to be saved from this horror, it's going to be like hell on earth when that tribulation period comes. And it's going to be too late to turn around and say, I want to be saved then. You've got to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And God, the devil don't want you to do that tonight. He'll tell you you got plenty of time, and then he'll try to do everything he can to take your life so you don't do it. But now God has given you an opportunity to receive that payment. It's the greatest gift you could ever receive. If you want to do that, please pray this prayer with me and mean it with all your heart. Dear God, I confess unto you that I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and I plead for refuge to thine infinite mercy. I know you died for me on that cross, Lord. I know you paid the payment in full, Lord Jesus. And right now, with the best I can, Lord Jesus, the sincerest that I can, I ask you to come into my heart. Give to me the payment you paid in my place on that cross. I'm receiving you right now as my Lord and Savior, and I thank you for the eternal life that you've given to me by my receiving you into my heart as my Savior. Now, folks, if you prayed that prayer in a minute, John 5:13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life." When he says, "believe on," that meant that you received him. It was more than just a head knowledge. Romans 10:13 said, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means pray and ask him to come into your heart, which you just did. So God made you a promise, and God cannot lie. So if you prayed that prayer and meant that, then you have eternal life. Again, 1 John 5:13 says that you may know you have eternal life, not just think it, wish it, or hope it, but know it. How do you know? Because God promised you that if you, by simple childlike faith, ask Jesus to come into your heart, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner, letting him know you repent of your sins, he'll come in and save you. Now, that's God's promise. So if you prayed that prayer, I'll see you in heaven. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, very good.
I've got my one-way ticket, my passport, one-way, signed, sealed, and ready to go. How about you?
Amen.
Well,
amen.
I want to say Wanda in Dallas pledges 300. Thank you, Wanda. All right. Folks, listen, everything Hal just said, we've got God's word on that. Listen, we have God's word on that. Think about the Bible. You get a King James Bible, and what the content of that Bible is far beyond, okay, today. I mean, it is far beyond all of our technology and everything we have out there today. That Bible is actually a living, breathing document. And a lot of people, it's there. It's got the answers to all of life's problems and questions. Only a few of us, only a very small percentage of people are smart enough to go there. Anyhow, we're running out of time. How much time do I have? All right. Well, that's it. Thanks for the invitation. Thank for all you folks out there that's helped us. We're here till midnight. And we want to thank all of you for the support and for being with us, because we have to fight this fight. I mean, this is the time. God has raised us up for it. We're in for some very interesting times. The Antichrist is lurking about. And so we're at that time we get to every night where we say thanks for being here. Thanks for your support. And then we say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And then we say, God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
And then we get to the little part where we say, always. Ready? Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.